Okay, today's shir is L'zecha Nishmas, Sima Bas Avraham Tzvi. Two dots on the bottom of Vav Amud Beis. Okay, we have two and a half, until we get to the top of Tesem Beis, where we get up to a new Mishnah. We have about another two more blot regarding issues of Carmelis and the like. Two dots, Amar Mar. So we are continuing to discuss the Braisa that was quoted on the previous Amud on Vav Amud Aleph, where the Braisa had said, the Tosefta actually had said, Dalad Rishu Yosel Shabbos, Rishu Sayachad, Rishu Sarabim, Carmelis, and Makom Patur. So we discussed those four. Yesterday we discussed Rishu Sayachad and Rishu Sarabim. And what about Carmelis? So the continuation for the Tosefta had a list of places. Yam, Bika, Istavanis, Vaha Carmelis, Eino, Loka Rosh Hashanah, Loka Rosh Hashanah Yachid. And the Tosefta gave a list of what the halach is in those places. So now we're going to quote that part. So Amar Mar, Avol Yam, Ubika, Istavanis, Vaha Carmelis. These four, Yam, a body of water, Ubika, and an area of fields, Istavanis, and the place where the benches are in front of the stores, Vaha Carmelis. Einan, Loka Rosh Hashanah, Loka Rosh Hashanah. All these places are not a full Rosh Hashanah, and not a full Rosh Hashanah. Like we said yesterday, a Carmelis is in between. We give three pshatim of why it's called Carmelis, but either way, we said it has some aspects of each one, and therefore the Chachamim didn't want to leave it as a Makom Patur. They thought it might get confusing, and therefore, at least in some cases of Carmelis, the original reason why they would go there was to prevent us from be violating, and this is the Raisa, of going into a real Rosh Hashanah. Einan, Loka Rosh Hashanah, Loka Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara asks, Ubika, Eino, Loka Rosh Hashanah, Loka Rosh Hashanah. Is it true that one of the second thing on the list here in the Tosefta is Bika? Bika is a valley with a bunch of fields. So this Tosefta calls a Bika Loka Rosh Hashanah, Loka Rosh Hashanah. It's not either. It's this middle status. It is a Carmelis. And the Gemara is about to ask a little later, so why is Carmelis a separate item on the list if these are all examples of Carmelis? Okay, we'll get to that. In a few minutes. But right now, we're asking the second one, Bika. It says, Bika is not a Rosh Hashanah or Rosh Hashanah. Is that true? V'hatzanam, we learned that a Mishnah in Taros, Taros is a Seder, and it's also a Masechta. So we have to remember that. Seder Taros and Masechta Taros in Taros. V'hatzanam, ha-Bika, b'yemos ha-chama. Ha-Bika, if you have a Bika, and we assume this is the same kind of Bika we're talking about, b'yemos ha-chama, in the summer months, where Rashi explains, she'ein ba-zra'im. There's no, like, Zroim, things that are growing that people are going out to check on. Right? So once in a while, people go out there to take a walk. It's the summer. So then, Rishus Hayachid L'Shabbos, it's considered a Rishus Hayachid for Hilcha Shabbos because it's not a Rishus HaRabim, it's not a thoroughfare, but once in a while people go there, so it's called a Rishus HaYachal HaShabbos. V'Rishus HaRabim L'Tumah. But even though it's a Rishus HaYachal HaShabbos, it's a Rishus HaRabim for Tumah. What does that mean? There's a principle that we know, usually something is Tummy or something is not Tummy. What if something is Suffolk Tummy? What if you're not sure? Somebody walks down a path and you're not sure if it was Tummy or Tahar. Somebody walks down a path and you're not sure if he stepped on the Tumah. So we have a principle, Zech HaSota teaches me, Suffolk Tumah B'Rishus HaRabim Sfeiko Tahar B'Rishus HaYachid Sfeiko Tummy. Right? If it's a Suffolk, for whatever reason, doesn't sound like there's a Svara, but at least it might be a Xeris HaKasif, if the Suffolk is in Rishus HaRabim, then Tahar. Rishus HaYachid Tummy. Where do you know that from? From Sota, from Isha Sota. Isha Sota is a Suffolk, and we treat her as Tameya, and therefore that's the mucker for Suffolk Tumah B'Rishus HaYachid Sveiko Tameh. But what type, how do you define that Rishus HaYachid by an Isha Sota? Not just a private domain, but a Makom Stira. A real private has to be a Makom of seclusion. So that's why by Hilchus Tumah of Rishus HaYachid, which is learned out from Hilchus Sota, regular rules of Rishus HaYachid are going to apply. You need the high level of Makom Stira. So that's why this Bika, says the Mishnah. Now back to the Mishnah. HaBika b'yemos ha-chama, in the summer months, Rosh Hashanah l'Shabbos. It's called the Rosh Hashanah l'Shabbos because not too many people go there, but still there are some people that go there. So Rosh Hashanah l'Tumah is a Rosh Hashanah for Hilchus Safek Tumah, and therefore it would be called the Rosh Hashanah and Sveiko Tahar. B'yemos ha-shamim, in the rainy season, where it's all muddy and nobody goes to the sides of the road, or it's all like, there's no It's totally mud. Rosh Hashayachid l'kach l'kach. That's total Rosh Hashayachid. Even for Hilchis Tuma, it's called Rosh Hashayachid because really nobody's going to go there. Question mark. Either way, what's the question? Our Tosefta that we're quoting says a Bika has the status of a not Rosh Hashayachid and not Rosh Hasharabim. L'chor, it has the status of a Carmelis, while this Mishnah Tara says it has the status of either one depending on the time of year. Either it's totally... Like, well, for Shabbos, it's always a Rosh HaYachid. But maybe a Linyan Tum also could be a Rosh HaYachid sometimes. Either way, so let's take the Shabbos part. You see, this Mishnah says it has the status of Rosh HaYachid. So is it Carmelis or is it Rosh HaYachid? So, two answers. Amar Ula, answer number one. La'olam Carmelis Havi. Really, it's a Carmelis. Really, the Tosefta in our Masechta is correct. They might correlate Rosh HaYachid. So why in the Mishnah in Taris that we quoted, does it call it a Rosh HaYachid? L'fishein Rosh HaRabim. It's only Rosh HaYachid, meaning that it's not a really a Rosh HaRabim. You might have thought that it's a Rosh HaRabim. It's a bunch of fields. It's not your house. So you might have really thought it was a Rosh HaRabim. So the Tosefta, sorry, the Mishnah in Taris is just emphasizing that it's not a Rosh HaRabim. But it doesn't really mean it's a Rosh HaYachid. Don't take it so literally. That's the answer number one. Sometimes it'll tell you something just to be anti what you would have thought, but not, it doesn't really mean it literally. Rav Ashi Amar, second answer, no. You know what case, really, it's the Nukimta. You know what type of bika, what type of large area we're talking about in the Mishnah Taurus, which says it's a Rosh HaYachid? That's a specific kind of case. Could go into Islay Mechitzos. If it has walls around it. If it doesn't have walls around it, which is the regular case that we're talking about, a bika, that's a Carmelis. But if it has walls around it, that's a Rosh HaYachid. V'chihada amar Ula amar Rabbi Yochanan. Like the following, like Ula said to Rabbi Yochanan, Karpaf Yos Mimei Sasayim. A Karpaf is another type of Rishus. Tosfos asks, why aren't there five types of Rishios in Hilchos Shabbos? A Karpaf is a fifth one. Either way, but we say it's not a separate one, maybe. So Karpaf Yos Mimei Sasayim. If Karpaf is a large area, a large field, Yos Mimei Sasayim, a very large area. So if you have a very large area, Shlo Hukaf Ladira, that a wall was not put around it. In order, Ladira, in order to be part of a residential area, so it's a very large area, it happens to have a wall around it. Maybe you built it for some other reason, but you didn't build it in order to have residence in there. Rashi says you didn't build it after you had the house there, which then could reflect that it's part of a yard of the house. You still have a wall around it, but it's really a very large area. V'yafilu kurva, v'yafilu kirayim. Even a very large area, even a kurs size, even a kurayim size. Hazorek l'tocha chayiv. Even though it's such a large area, if you throw from the street into it, you're still going to be chayiv. Meaning fundamentally, because it has walls around it, it's called a Rosh HaYachid. It's a Rosh HaYachid because it has walls around it. My time, why? Mechitzahi, they're good walls. El Shemucheres Mechuseres Diorin. They're lacking residence. In other words, there might be a din derabanan that you have to treat this in a certain way. You might not be not allowed to be carrying the whole thing. You might have to treat it as something because it's a very large area. But fundamentally, midoraisa, it has walls around it. Because it has walls around it, you treat it as a Rosh HaYachid. So says Rav Ashi, that's the case that's being referred to as Bika in the Mishnah in Taharus. So we have two answers. We had a Stira. The Tosefta in Shabbos said that a Bika has the status of a Carmelis. The Mishnah in Taharus said a Bika has the status of Rosh HaYachid. That's the Stira. Answer number one, really, in the second source, Rosh HaYachid really doesn't mean Rosh HaYachid. It really means Carmelis, just Rosh HaYachid, to mean not Rosh HaRabim. The second answer is that no, the case of Rosh HaYachid is a specific type of case where there are walls around it. It's a Karpaf with walls around it, and that's what's being referred to in the case of Rosh HaYachid. So now the Gemara says, why does each person not give the other one's answer? So remember, who are the players here? The first answer was given by Ula. The second answer was given by Rav Ashi. So Bishlamar Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi, who gave the second answer, Lo Amar Kid to Ula. Rav Ashi doesn't give the answer of Ula. Why? It's pashut, because it's very difficult to say that when it says the words Rosh HaYachid in the Mishnah, it means not Rosh HaRabim. Doesn't really mean Rosh HaYachid. That's pretty dachuk. You know, Rosh HaYachid means Rosh HaYachid. So I understand why Rav Ashi wouldn't give Ula's answer, because that's a very difficult answer to fit into the words. Ela Ula, my time, Elo Amar Kishmaitse. But Ula, who gave the first answer, why didn't he say like his own Shita? What do you mean like his own Shita? Who did Rav Ashi quote? Who did Rav Ashi quote about this carpe fly from Erevin? Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Ula himself is the one that says this idea about a karpaf, a very large karpaf that's surrounded by walls, that's called a Rosh HaYachid. So why did Ula just say, he holds of that, So why did he just say that that's the case that's being referred to in the case of Bika? That would have been easy. Right? Rav Ashi himself quotes this din of Ula. So why didn't Ula himself give this answer to give pshat in what Bika means in the Mishnah? So Amar Lacha, so Ula would say no. Ida isle mechitzos. If it has walls, Bika karalei, karpafi. If it has walls, says Ula, then the Mishnah wouldn't call it Bika. Or the Torah wouldn't call it Bika. That's a karpaf. A Bika is a large open area with a bunch of fields. That's a Bika. So you're telling me that it's just a Yachid language doesn't fit in. I have a linguistic problem. You also have a linguistic problem because the word Bika and karpaf are different. If something is surrounded, then the Mishnah wouldn't have used the Lashon of Bika. It would have used karpaf. So that's why I don't hold like you. Rav Ashi, Rish is a Yachid Ktani. But Rav Ashi just says back his own problem. He says, well, I'm better than you. You know, Rishis, it says Rish is a Yachid. You're telling me that doesn't mean Rish is a Yachid. It means not Rish is a Rabim. Either way, it seems to be a machlokas here about what is a less dachuk interpretation of the words. Is it more dachuk to have karpe versus bika, or is it more dachuk to have Rish is a Yachid versus karmos? Hazorik Lato Karmelis from Rishus Arabim. Mida O'Raisas, that's also Mida Rabbanan. Mida O'Raisas and Makab Tur. The Raisas and Makab Tur. Okay, so that is just two ways to understand this stira. Fine. Two dots. Vahakarma, so now back to the list. What did the list in the Tosefta say? The list said, Yam, Bika, Istavanis, and Karmelis, all those four are not Rishus Arabim or not Rishus Yachid. So ask Skamar, 1 second. The first three are examples of the fourth. So what do you mean these are four cases? He asks the Gemara, Vaha Karmelis atu kulu nami lav Karmelis dinu? All these are Karmelios. Right? What do you mean? The Yam, the ocean, and the Bika, and the Istavanis, this place in front of the stores where they sell their wares, all of those are examples of Karmelios. So what do you mean that the fourth one is a Karmelis? They're all examples of Karmelis. So Gemara answers, you're right. They're all, the first three are examples of Karmelis, again, which again, is non-Rishus Arabim, non-Rishus Yachid. Karmelis is this mid-quasi status of a Rishus. So what's being referred to in the fourth example? That word Karmelis is telling me something specific. It's referring to a specific place. Ki asa Rivdimi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, lo nitzercha ela lekeren zavis hasmucha l'Rishus Arabim. You know what that word Karmelis is coming to teach me? It's coming to teach me a Chiddush. That not just a regular Karmelis like we would have thought of up until now is called a Karmelis, and it's not, and it's only an Isser Durabanan Rishus, but it's referring to a corner, a Karin Zavis Hasmucha L'Rishus Arabim, a corner that's close to Rishus Arabim. What does that mean? Rashi here gives two pshatim. First, Rashi says, picture up against the street, you have a bunch of houses or a bunch of stores, and one person recessed his store. One person recessed his store, so now there's an area in front of his store, in front of his house, that is not blocked off from the street. But it's really, it says Rishus. But it's the same as the street. There's no break in between. Like we talked about Chifufin yesterday. But imagine all the houses up by the street, but there's one that's recessed. So people aren't going to walk on here. But let's say people get pushed, people, it's crowded, let's say it's rush hour, you know, it's like that extra lane on the side with the lines on it. So people might go in there if they're in a rush, people might go in there if they're pushed in there. So it's not really a Rishus Harabim. It's really kind of the other guy's Rishus. He just chose to recess his house to have a little yard in front. But it could be that sometimes people are going to go there. That's A. That's one type of, one case that might be referred to by Karen Zavis. The other type of Karen Zavis is referred to in the, that Rashi says, Inami, Ba'ish Shepanav Omid Bachlusin. Let's say somebody's walking, let's say you're walking down the street, and then somebody's house is built on an angle. So like first you get to the corner of a person's house, but as you continue down the street, the house gets more and more recessed. So it's difficult for you to go into that area because the first part of the house is up at the street. So because that corner is up at the street, Lamaisa is going to end up going straight. You're not going to go, if it's open, it's recessed right away, so there's a good chance you might go into the person's rishus. But if the front of the, right when you get to his house, you're walking down the street, it's all the way up against the street, so there's no way to go, you're going to end up going straight. So even though the rest of the house is recessed, so that's why another example of what is referred to as Karen Zavis. But in either of those examples, that's an area off the main drag, off the main area of the street, but it's possible that people, the Rishus Arabim, could go there. So what is that Rishus? So says Arto Sefta, that's what's being told to us, that's called a Karmelis. That's not called Rishus Arabim. The Afal Gav Nelis Rit. The Karas of the Smuchel Shes Rabbim said we have those two Pshatim in Rashi. The Afal Gav the Zimnin the Dachki Be Rabbim. Even though sometimes some the Rabbim push inside of that area, Va'ayli Lagava and go in there. Kivad Lo Nicha Tashmishte. Because it's not something that's easy for people. It's not convenient for somebody to go into there. It's not like part of the straight road. You have to go in, you have to go on the side. So Kikarmel is Dummy. Part of, one of the definitions of Karmel is, or let's say the other way, Rosh Hashanah has to be something that people always use, people, something that's easy for people to use, the street people walk in. But automatically, the second that something is more difficult to use, it's not usual, it's not natural for somebody to use that Rosh Hashanah, that is no longer a Rosh Hashanah, that becomes a Karmelis, it becomes a Durabanan area, and halachas of Karmelis kick in. And that's what's being referred to in the list, in the Tosefta, Karmelis. That's what's referred to. The first three are examples of Karmelis. That's how he answers the question. The fourth word is just an extra case, that's we're learning the Chiddush from. Okay, right. If it's recessed, it's three walls, so it might be a Rishus HaYachid, the Raisa. But again, it might be, if it's open directly to Rishus HaRabim, you know, according to them, it's still Rishus HaYachid, the Raisa. Could be. I mean, again, each of the Rishonim, the Rambam versus the other Rishonim, have Gemaras on their sides. But you're right, the Pashas of this Gemara might point to the direction of the Rambam. Okay, today we're going to stick to the daf today, because we just got to get through the Gemara Rashi. Until we get to the top of Amud Beis, we'll have a nice thought. They're all nice thoughts. Kiyasa Rav Dimi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Viter, other halachas of Karmelis, other areas which have the status of Karmelis. Bein Ha'amudin, once we're talking about Karmelis, that's why we bring this in. We finished talking about that Bryce, the Tosefta. Bein Ha'amudin Niduk Ha'Karmelis. The olden days, they used to have, let's say, a shuk. They had a shuk, and they had these big pillars in the shuk in order for the salesmen to hang stuff on, to hang their wares on. So they had pillars, and the rabbim, but you can imagine, that's hard to imagine, used to walk through these pillars in order to move around, to buy stuff. So what's the status between these pillars? A lot of people go there. A lot of people walk through these areas. So is that a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? So says Rav Dimi or Rabbi Yochanan? No, Nidok HaKarmelis. That area is called the Karmelis. My time of why? Af al gav da darsi ba Rabbim. Even though many people literally trample on there, a lot of people go through that area. Kiva delo mistagi luhu behezyuk HaKarmelis damya. As Rashi here explains, there's no set pattern to these pillars. You know, you have to like, some have wider area in between, some have skinnier area in between. So therefore, because you can't be mistagi behedya, walk straight. It's not easy for you to walk. You got to maneuver. So that's why, again, it's not called the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and it will be called the Karmelis. Amar Reb Zeir, Amar Reb Yehuda. It's Tava Shelefnei HaAmudim. What about something similar? Not between the pillars, but in front of the pillars, there were these big slabs of rock, of stone, where people used to sit on benches, or people used to use to eat lunch, whatever it is. People used to use these slabs of stone. So these slabs of stone, a lot of people occupy them. A lot of the rabbim use them. So what status do these bench areas have? The Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda says again, Nidok HaKarmelis. These are also Nidok HaKarmelis. So not only between the pillars, but it's to both the benches themselves. The Gemara says, well, what's the relationship between these two opinions? Lamanda Amar Beinu Amudim, if you say that between the pillars have the status of a Karmelis, and there are lots of people that walk through between those pillars, and it still has the status of a Karmelis and not a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, Kol Shekein Itztava. So then surely the Itztava, the benches, which is less used, right, people don't walk so much on them, so surely that will have the status of a Karmelis. But according to the second opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who said that the bench area has the status of a Karmelis, it's not so clear that he'll say the other Shita. He'll agree with the other Shita. He might hold, Itztava hu delo nicha tashmishte. The bench area, you can't walk on, you sit down, you have to use it. That, it's not like Rabbim walk on those benches. Some of them use it. So that would have the status of a Karmelis. Avo beina amudim de nicha tashmishte lo. But between the pillars, where people, you're right, people can't walk straight, but people walk back and forth and back and forth through the pillars, so then it could be that that has the status of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, not a Karmelis.
These pillars and these benches would not be there, everyone would agree to teach Rosh Hashanah Rabbim.
if it was just an open area where people could walk, yes. But because, by the fact that there are these hindrances, these obstacles, which we're going to talk more about obstacles in a minute, the fact that there is some obstacles in the street, that itself gives that area a lower, not a Sadeh versus Rabban. We're going to talk about it in a minute. Let's say there's an object on the ground that you don't want to walk on. Let's say there's a thorn bush in the middle of versus Rabban. Very little thorn bush. So that itself, because there's an obstacle, that's the chiddush of this Rishus HaRabim versus Carmelis status. Once there's an obstacle, it could be that automatically that's called a Rishus, not a Rishus HaRabim. Lishna Achrida, just another version of the same line that you might have said, again explaining. If you say the Itztava is a Carmelis, maybe only the Itztava of the benches, because it's not easy, it's not convenient to use. Sometimes people trample through there, and therefore would have the status of Rishus HaRabim. Okay, fine. Next. Amraba Barav Shila Amrav Chista. Levena, this relates to what Menachem just asked. When you have obstacles, even little obstacles in Rishus HaRabim, what's their status? Levena zakufa b'Rishus HaRabim, v'zarach v'tach. Let's say you have a standing up brick in Rishus HaRabim, and you throw something at it, v'tach, and it sticks. Sticks to the, let's say it's a sticky substance you threw. On Amar Beis, we're going to have a case of a wet fig. Let's say you throw and it sticks to this object in Rosh Hashanah. And you threw it from four amos away. So we know, besides the malacha of Hotzah, there's something called Maver Dalat Amos in Rosh Hashanah. Carrying something four amos in Rosh Hashanah is also an Isser D'Araisa, a halacha Moshe Misinai. Not only if you carry something for amos in Rosh Hashanah, if you throw something for four amos in Rosh Hashanah, and it has an Akira and a Hanaka in Rosh Hashanah. So says, what about this case? You threw something four amos in Rishus HaRabim, and it hit this brick. So is that called a hanacha in Rishus HaRabim? Says the Gemara, it depends if it hit the side of the brick or on top of the brick. Bifaneha, if it hit the side, the face of the brick, chayev, that's chayev. Because the side of the brick is not its own Rishus. People don't use the side of the brick for something, so therefore it's considered as if it's on the ground. It's considered like Rishus HaRabim, and therefore you'd be chayev, midah oraisa, for throwing something down on in Rishus HaRabim. But al gaba, but on top of this brick, if it fell on top of the brick, potter. Why? Because that is not going to be called the Rishus HaRabim. That is its own Rishus. You have this brick standing up in the middle of Rishus HaRabim. This is an hindrance, an obstacle to people. Therefore, it's not called the Rishus HaRabim. People don't walk on this brick because it's not called the Rishus HaRabim. Therefore, you're not chayiv. That's not called a hanacha in Rishus HaRabim. Rashi says it's a makom misuyam. It's a place that people use on top. Therefore, it's not regular Rishus HaRabim. Let's limit that for a minute. Abaye v'Rava, Dami Trevayu, Vusha Gavoa Shlosha. It's a little Darcy Barabbit. This is only, when do you say that you're putter, if it falls on top of the brick, only if it's at least three tfachim high. If it's not three tfachim high, so then A, let's say, for halachic reasons or reality reasons, either because we have a concept called lavud, lavud means anything within three tfachim of the ground is considered the ground, or B, as Seth was about to say, that is, if it might not be called an obstacle. If something is an inch off the ground, it's not an obstacle. So then, that's why it would be called Rishus HaRabim, even on top. And then it would be called as if you threw something into Rishus HaRabim. So it says, Abaye v'Rava, this brick has to be three tefachim high to be called an obstacle. Aval hizmi v'higi, but let's say you have a thorn bush. Aval gavdelo givi yasara. First opinion in the Gemara, we have three opinions. First opinion says, by a thorn bush, it doesn't have to be, by the brick, it has to be three tefachim. That's when it's called an obstacle. And it would have the status of a Carmelis, and therefore it wouldn't be called a Hanachah in Rishus HaRabim. But by thorn bushes, even if you have a little thorn bush, people aren't going there. So therefore, even less than three tefachim, that's called an obstacle, and therefore it's not called a Rishus HaRabim. V'chi barav amar? No, afil hizvi behigi. No, thorn bushes? Even thorn bushes have to be three tefachim in order to be considered an obstacle. Maybe because people would walk on them, maybe people, it's not such called an obstacle. Aval soa, lo. But if somebody sees excrement on the floor, so then even less than three tefachim, people stay away. So that's why that's called an obstacle, even if it's only 2 inches off the ground. Let me just finish this sentence. V'ravaji amar afilu soa. Ravaji says, no, even soa has to be three tefachim off the ground, or else it's called a Rishus HaRabim. Why? And we pass on like Ravaji. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, Shin Mem Hei Yud, the Shulchan Aruch says, Kol Davar Shehu B'Rishus HaRabim, Im Eino Gavoa Shlosha Tvachim, Afilu Kotsim Otsoa, She'ein Rabim Dorsim Aleihem, Chashuvim Kakarka B'Havi Rishus HaRabim. So we pass in anything that's not three Tvachim, that's Lavud. You don't look at it so much, according to the Shulchan Aruch, The reason that he gives, you don't look at it so much in terms of whether people would go away from it, but halachically it's within three tefachim, and therefore it's called lavud. That is the Shulchan Aruch's reason, and it's what we paskin. Yeah. Right. The Shulchan Aruch's reason here is that because you go halachically, because it's lavud. So I saw there's a discussion in the Achron, the Machzor HaShekel on the Shulchan Aruch says, maybe no, maybe because some people happen to walk through it. You know, maybe there's a meter of people that walk on the thorn bushes or walk on the other cases. So maybe that's why it's still called the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. But I saw then that there's a Vilna Gaon, I saw a quote in these Al Adaf sheets. He says that the Bir HaGra LaShas. I don't know what that is, but the Bir HaGra LaShas. So he says maybe no, the point is that because it's such a small thing, people could jump over it. Because people could jump over it, so maybe that's why it's called Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Now it doesn't have to do so much with the height. But then he quotes a Masis Binyamin, one of the later Achronim, who says, maybe all these reasons, except for Nafkamina, whether the yellow double line in the middle of a highway has the status of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So cars and pedestrians generally avoid going there. So he says, if you say it's because it has to be love three Tvachim high, then it's not three Tvachim high. If you say that sometimes people go over it, sometimes when you pass, you go over it. But if you say like you jump over it, you can't jump over the whole double yellow line. You know, so he says maybe it's an afkamina, whether that little area in the middle of a highway, you know, might be totally on these reasons. What you would say the reason is for Rav Ashi. Okay.
So if it's over three, then
it's called an obstacle.
Is it a Karmel?
And we're about to see maybe not, but at least maybe a Makom Patur. Could be a Makom Patur, because the Karmel has to be Dalad al Dalad. Right, if you see a fire hydrant, because a fire hydrant is definitely, it's three tefachim, so that's according to all shitas, that would be a makom patur, and it's not a karmelus, right. So if you see something, to put it on a, to not stop before you put, you can't stop before you get to the fire hydrant, right, but if you put it, see, on a fire hydrant, right, it's not dalal on top, so it might be called a karmelus. Okay, Amar next, period, next piece. Amar Rabba de Beirav Sheila, three lines up from where they get white. Ki ha'asa Rav Dimi Amar Rav Yochanan, we have two statements regarding karmelus. Number one, Ein karmelus b'chusa me'arba'a. A karmelus is not less than four. Area, meaning surface area, a karmelus is not less than four. As we'll see, just to foreshadow a little bit, these two lines are going to be reflecting an idea that Gemara is about to say on Amud Beis, and that is, a karmelus is not more chamor than Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and not more chamor than Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Because the whole point is that because it has certain aspects of each. So this line it can't be less than 4x4. That's going to come based on a Rosh Hashanah Yachid comparison. Because you can't have a Rosh Hashanah Yachid less than 4x4 Tvachim. V'amar Rav Sheshes, v'tofeset as arasara. Rav Sheshes says, literally, it grabs. A karmelus is up until 10. Up until 10 Tvachim. So let's analyze the second half of that, the second line. My v'tofeset as arasara. What does that mean, that a karmelus is up until 10? Ilema, if that's meant to be interpreted as follows, the Ika Mechitza Asara Hu Tahavi Karmelus, that if it has walls of 10 Tvachim around it, it's a Karmelus. The Ilo Lohavi Karmelus. But if it doesn't have walls of 10 Tvachim around it, it's not called a Karmelus? That's not true. Velo, is that true? We have a precedent, we have a model which tells me that even less than 10 Tvachim is a Karmelus. So that can't be the interpretation. What is that? Let's say you have a tiny house, a house that is not 10 tefachim high. Very, very, very small little toy house. The kiruyo bashlimo la'asara, but with the thickness of the roof, let's say it's a 9 tefach house, but the roof is a tefach thick. So if you stand on top of the roof, so then you're standing on a house that's 10, you're standing above walls that are 10 tefachim, because you use the thickness of the roof in order to be mashlim the 10 tefachim. So then what's the halacha? Al gago, on the roof, mutal talta bakulo. So the roof is called a rishus hayachid. Because remember the principle we mentioned yesterday, good asik mechitzta, that if you're on top, you're on an area of dalad al dalad, and you're surrounded by four walls, we shoot the walls up. Good asik mechitzta, we shoot the walls up to shamayim. It's as if you're surrounded by four walls. That's called a rishus hayachid. And that's why the person on the roof is allowed to be metaltel. Bisocha, but inside the house, which only has 9 tefach walls up until the roof, ain metaltel and boil a dalal amas. You can only go dalal amas inside. Rashi says why? Because it's a karmelus. This is an amazing example of a karmelus. It's a house! You're surrounded, it's totally enclosed! And it's not a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Right? And it's not a Malkam Tur even. Rashi says it's called a karmelus. Why? Because it doesn't have ten tefachim. But anyway, you see from here that even less than 10 tefachim could be called a karmelus. So that can't be the interpretation of what it means that a karmelus is tofeses ad asara. So Ela Mai Batufes is Arasar. So what must it mean? Da ad yudhu da vi karmelis, lamalam yitvachim lo havi karmelis. No, what it must mean is that wherever you have a karmelis, which could be less than 10 tefachim walls, it only goes up till 10 tefachim off the ground. And above that is a makom p'tur. As Rashi here explains, because it's not more chamer than Rishus HaRabim. Rishus HaRabim goes up to 10 tefachim, and above 10 tefachim in the air, it's a makom p'tur. So then, so too, Carmelis. Carmelis can't be more chamor. So that's the interpretation of the Tefes HaZarah. And where do we know that from? Rihada Amarle Shmuel or Rav Yehuda. Similar to the conversation that took place between Shmuel and Rav Yehuda. Shinina, smart one, lo tevi mila deshapsa lamal mayud. Shmuel told Rav Yehuda, don't discuss Shabbos above 10. Don't discuss it. So what was he referring to? So, Lubai Hilchas, what was he talking about? Ilema, there are three choices. Ilema, the in Rishus HaYachad Lamal HaMiyud, was he referring to, don't discuss Rishus HaYachad above 10. So then, V'hamar Rav Chista, so we know that already. Na'atz Kaneh B'Rishus HaYachad, let's say a person stuck a reed in Rishus HaYachad, V'zark V'noch Al Gabav, and he threw something from Rishus HaRabim, and it rested on the top of this reed, Afilu Gavoa Mea Ama, even if this is 200 feet into the air. You know, if it rested on top and you threw it from Rishus HaRabim, you might say, hey, it's all the way in the air, I'm putter. Eh, wrong. Chayiv. You are chayiv. Why? Because Rishus HaYachad Ola Al Rakia. Rishus HaYachad goes all the way up to the Shemayim. So when Shmuel told Rabbi Yehuda, don't discuss above 10, it can't be about Rishus HaYachad, because Rishus HaYachad goes up to Rakia, goes up to Shemayim. So Ela, maybe what it's referring to is Dein Rishus HaRabim Al Miyud. So maybe what it's referring to is that Rishus HaRabim does not go above 10 Tvachim. So the Gemara says, Masisani, you're right, that's true, but we know that from a Mishnah already. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't have to tell that to Shmuel. Or Shmuel doesn't have to tell that to Rabbi Yehuda. Masisani, why? We learned it in Mishnah later on, Ditzan. The Mishnah, we're going to have Mishnah later on in the Amud also, has Zorek Dalat Amos Pekosel. Let's say, similar to the case that we had before. You're in Rishus HaRabim, you throw it four Amos in Rishus HaRabim at a wall. So, L'mala miyitzvachim kazorek ba'avir. And let's say, as the Gemara is going to learn later on, it sticks to the wall. It's some sticky item, it doesn't fall to the ground. It sticks to the wall. So if it sticks to the wall above 10 tzfachim, so kazorek ba'avir, the halach is, it's like you throwing it in the middle of the air on your putter. Because above 10 tzfachim in Rishus HaRabim is a makom patur. And most of the time when you throw something, it's going to be above 10 tzfachim. 10 tzfachim is pretty short. Tefach is like 3.5 inches, 4 inches. So it's pretty short. But if it hits the wall and doesn't go down above 10 tefachim, so we know that already. That's called a makom tur. So that can't be what Shmuel is referring to. And lamatam yud tefachim under 10 tefachim is kazorik ba'aretz. It's like throwing it on the ground. Question mark. So therefore, what was he referring to when he said, don't discuss above 10 tefachim? El akarmelis. It must be talking to akarmelis. It's referring to the Carmelis. Dein Carmelis l'mal b'yud. That's what's being referred to. A Carmelis cannot be above. There is no Rishus of Carmelis above Tven. And now we sum up what there's two statements about Carmelis from Amud Aleph. V'yakilu ba'rabanan mikulei Rishus Yachin and mikulei Rishus Rabin. And the Rabbanan were mako by Carmelis akula, patterned after Rishus HaYachid, and a kula patterned after Rishus HaRabim. Mikule Rishus HaYachid, what's the kula of Rishus HaYachid? Di ika makam arbahu dahave karmelis vilo makam tur ba'almahu. If something does not have 4x4 surface area, that's just like that's not a Rishus HaYachid requires 4x4, so to a karmelis. Right, the Rabbanan made a makam tur into a karmelis, but they didn't make a makam tur into a karmelis if it wasn't 4x4. Mikule Rishus HaRabim, Da'ad yud tvachim hu da'havi karmelis, l'malam yud tvachim lo havi karmelis. And what's the kula related to Rishus HaRabim? That up until 10 tvachim, it's a karmelis, but not above 10. So again, it took a kula of Rishus HaRabim and a kula of Rishus HaYachim. So again, if this is true, by the way, just you have to put this back, we have to work it out, the previous Gemara, which said, Bein Ha'amudim is a karmelis, and the Levena Zakufa, well, that doesn't say karmelis, but to work out, according to this, we just learned, a karmelis has to be at least dalad al dalad. So all the examples that we gave before of karmelis, the Karen Zavis, all those cases have to be dalad al dalad, because or else, the other cases, the Potter must have meant Makom Patur in the earlier Gemaras. Okay, this is Carmelis. The Carmelis is patterned after Rishus HaRabim and Rishus HaYachid. It's a Makom Patur, but the Rabbanan were gozer in the cases, so as not to get confused, but it has to be at least Dalad al Dalad, because it can't be more Chamer than a Rishus HaYachid. It has to be, it only goes up until 10 Tefachim off the ground, because it can't be more Chamer than a Rishus HaRabim. Period.
One question, why is more Chamer than a Rishus HaRabim if it's a more lenient
right, so that's why we say it's not more common than Rishus HaRabim. That's why just like Rishus HaRabim above 10 tefachim is makom patur, so too Carmelis above 10 tefachim is makom patur. That's why we have to say that.
So it's between 3 and 10?
It's between 3 and 10, yeah. Because 3 tefachim is, if you say, according to Rav Asher, we hold, between 3 and 10, correct. Gufa. So let's quote what we said before. We're going to refer to that case of the house. Amar Rav Gidol, Amar Rav Chiya, Bar Yosef, Amar Rav. Baish ein tochel yud, the case that we quoted at the bottom of Amar Beis earlier, a house that does not have 10 tefachim height. U v'kiruya mashlimo liyud. But the roof, the width of the roof, adds and makes it 10. So what did we say before? Al gado mutal talto bakulo, besocho ein metaltalin bo ella. I'm sorry, did I skip? No. Al gago mutal talto bakulo, on the roof, you're allowed to carry on the whole roof. Besocho ein metaltalin bo ella dalan amas bovat. Right, but inside, Rashi said before, it's called a carmelis, and therefore, you can only walk within, you can only carry within 4 amos. Amar Abaye. Abaye says, hey, I have an idea. V'im chakak bo dalad al dalad, let's say, instead of, you can't do anything with the roof, it's this, let's say you dig down, you dig into the ground, another tefach. And therefore, in the area of dalad al dalad, in the hole, so now you have 10 tefachim to the roof. Right, you don't have floors like we have. So you didn't dig the whole ground, the whole floor, but in at least a dalad al dalad area in the house, you have now created a rishus hayachid. Because the bottom from in that area to the roof is 10 tefachim. So says Abaya, if you did that, v'shlimo l'yud mutal l'taltel bakulo. So then it's mutal be metaltel in the entire house, not only in the hole. My time away, havi chori rishus hayachid. Because the rest of the house is considered literally a hole off of rishus hayachid. V'chori rishus hayachid grishus hayachid damu. And holes off of rishus hayachid have the status of rishus hayachid. Let's say you have a rishus hayachid and you have holes in the wall that lead to rishus harabim. But the opening of those holes, of those cubbies, lead to rishus hayachid. Remember we spoke about these? When did we speak about these cubbies? Anybody? Way back when? By the bathroom, exactly, putting your tefillin in the cubbies, that's Rosh Hashayachid, Rosh Hashayachid, so these holes, Rosh Hashayachid, Rosh Hashayachid, they have chafei, chafav or so, in brachas. Anyway, so says the Gemara, that this rest of the house has the status of chori Rosh Hashayachid, and that, therefore, you would be able to be metatzel in the whole house. Okay, let's take a break for a second and go to Tosus. Tosus has an important point. Tosus says, what does this Gemara say? If you build this little area in the middle of the house, 4x4 deep, so then the entire house, you're allowed to carry in. Look, you know how far the walls are from the edge of these dishes? It says Tosas, if you look in Hilchas Sukkah, if you look in Maseches Sukkah, there's much higher standards. The walls, let's say the ditch would have to be much closer. If you want to count something as a part of a wall of a sukkah, it has to be within 3 tefachim. So what do you mean now? And we have this whole area now from the ditch to the wall. Tosa says, what's the difference? The hiksh kash l'riva, maishnami sukka, deina gavo yud, where it says there, if you're chakak, imish misfas kosa, l'kosa, l'kosa, that's within 3 tefachim of the wall. And all of a sudden, here not. So Tosa says, v'tirates, the shiny hasam gabi sukka, the be'inan shayiyo mechitzo smuchos l'schach. Sukki is different. Higher standard. Why? Because we learn that from Basukas, the schach has to be more connected to the walls. There's a higher standard. It doesn't really explain it, though. If you look in the Ritva expands a little bit more. The Ritva says, the Yesh Lomar, and this is a Yesod Gadol, when you're comparing in Yoni Sukkah and in Yoni Shabbos, to Hasam Be'inin Mechitzos Shel Sukkah, to Rachmana Kapit Sheyiyu Lo Tfanos, Aval Hakal Lo Bay Ela Shei Omid Mukach Mechitzos. In other words, and Reb Chaim explains it this way, what's the din of being surrounded and having walls by sukkah and by Shabbos? By sukkah, it's a din of tfanos. You need walls. That's the halacha by sukkah. By Shabbos, it's not a din in walls, it's a din in hekif makom. The area has to be surrounded. That's a very different principle. It's walls versus area being surrounded. And if you look in the Hari Kedem, Rav Shurkin Sefer on Sukkah, he says there's a kula and a chumra for each side. Our Gemara is, what does our Gemara say? Our Gemara is a kula for Shabbos and a chumra for Sukkah. Because it's about definition, Sukkah is about definition of walls. You can't have half of a wall 20 amos away from the other half of the wall. So that's why it doesn't work by sukkah. Because it's a din of tefachim, it's a din of walls. By Shabbos, is it a surrounded area? It's a surrounded area. There's more flexibility. It's a surrounded, you don't have to have walls. It has to be a surrounded area. So it could be a little wall here and a little wall there is enough to call this area surrounded. So that's a kula by Shabbos and a chumra by Sukkah. But says Reb Chaim, but what about the shita that Michael referred to before? The Rambam shita, that to be a Rishus HaYachid D'Oraisa, you have to have four walls. Does the Rambam say that by Sukkah also? The Rambam doesn't say by Sukkah. The Rambam can't, two and a little, three walls out, two and a little by Sukkah. What's the difference? That's a kula by Sukkah and a chumra by Shabbos. Why? Because when it comes to walls, the Rambam would say, these are the walls that you need by Sukkah. That's it. Two and a little bit. But to be called a surrounded area, the Rambam holds, has to be surrounded on four sides. Or else it's not surrounded. So it's two different ideas, by Sukkah and by Shabbos. But each might have a kula. It's not more chumra and more kal. Each is different. Sometimes there'll be a kula, sometimes there'll be a chumra. That's why these tosas are very important. He's already talking about the difference between Shabbos and Sukkah. Okay. Back to the Gemara. So the Gemara had said that if you have this room and you dig down to make it 10, so then you can carry the whole area because the sides of the room are considered chure, like the holes off of Rishus HaYachid. De itmar chore, because we have a brisa or we have a memra of the Gemara chore Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaYachid damu chore Rishus Rabim. Chorim off of Rishus HaYachid everybody agrees, it's like a Rishus HaYachid. Chori Rishus HaRabim, but holds off of Rishus HaRabim, that's a machlokas. Abaya Amar Rishus HaRabim Damu. Abaya says they're also called Rishus HaRabim. Rava Amar Lab Rishus HaRabim Damu. Rava says they're not Rishus HaRabim. Rashi here says it's Rishus La'atzman. No, it's a separate Rishus. The ones off of Rishus HaRabim is a separate Rishus. If they're very wide, they're called a Carmelis. If they're not so wide, they're Makob Ptur. Okay. So Amalei Rava La'abaya. So Rava, who says that the ones, the holes off of Rishus HaRabim are not Rishus HaRabim, says to Abaya, Lididachta Amr Chor Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaRabim Dabu, according to you, who says that the holes off of Rishus HaRabim are like Rishus HaRabim, have that status, Maishna, Mehadachi Asa Ravdimi, Amr Abiyachal Nizcha El Karen Zavazas Mucha Rishus HaRabim, Vitevi Kahari Rishus HaRabim. He asks what we said at the beginning of the daf today. We said in the daf that the corner, the Karen Zavis, near the street, let's say the first shot of Rashi, where you have a recessed house, and the area in front of the house, we said that's called a Carmelis. Asks Rava, why shouldn't that be like, people could use that also. Why is that worse than Chorei Rishus HaRabim? If Chorei Rishus HaRabim is like Rishus HaRabim, then this Karen Zavis, this little area off of Rishus HaRabim, also could be used by Rishus HaRabim. So the Gemara answers, no. Hasam lo nicha tashmishtei. Is it normal? Is it natural for people to use the area or not? To use little cubbies off of the road, off of Rishus HaRabim, that's normal. Right? So that's why, that's why that would be called a Rishus HaRabim. But the case of the Karen Zavis, we said it's not natural. There's a house there, and to go in there, you have to go to the side. So that's why, Abaya says, that's not a problem. It's not. Hazorik Dalamas, now according to the Mishnah that we quoted up above. Hazorik Dalamas Bekosel. If you in Rishus HaRabim, you throw something Dalamas. If you throw it above 10 and it goes to the wall, Kazorik Ba'avir, it's like you're throwing up in midair, above 10 and you're putter. Lamalami Yatachim Kazorik Ba'arez, but under 10 Tachim, you're going to be Chayiv. So now the Gemara is just going to say what we said before. Vahavida Ba'mai Kazorik Ba'arez, Vahalonach. So what do you mean? If you throw it against the wall, above, below, it's going to fall to the ground. So what? Of course, it's like the ground. So Rabbi Yochanan, betvela shmeina shana. No, we're talking about a case where you threw a wet, moist fig. So it's going to stick. So that's why there's a difference between whether it hit the wall above or below. Below is going to be chayiv because that's Rishus HaRabim. Above is going to be pater because it's called a makom ptur above 10 tefachim in Rishus HaRabim. So asks the Gemara, the Isak and I, the chori Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaRabim damu. If it's true, Abaya, what you say that the chori of Rishus HaRabim are like Rishus HaRabim. So lamali laukba betvila shmeina. What is to come up with a case of a wet fig hits the wall? There's an easy case. How can you have a case that it's going to be a hanach in Rishus HaRabim? It's a hole! It's a hole over Rishus HaRabim! Look with Bitsror Vachavitz with the Nach Bechor! What do you call a wet fig? Come on, a wet fig! How many people play with wet figs? Play with anything and have it. Why didn't the Gemara interpret the Mishnah as talking about a case where there's a Chor off of Rishus HaRabim and it went, and you threw it into the Chor, you threw it into the hole! And that has the status of Rishus HaRabim! Right? So why didn't it say that? So Gemara says, no, two reasons why might not have given that case. Zimnin mishani lach mishani chitzor v'chevetz to meheder v'asi. No, because when you throw something into a hole from 4 amos away, it's going to fall out. Come on. It's not like a basket. You have to shoot it with the score. It's going to be very difficult to get in there and stay there. A fig, it's going to stick. Right? It's one of those sticky toys that the kids have. You throw it again, it sticks from far away. But here, to have it to go in and not come out, that's very difficult. That wouldn't be the case. Zimni Mishani La, close to the last Bachur. No! We're talking about a case where there are no holes. That's easy. The big case where there are no holes, no Churim. So Gemara just says, how do you know? We're talking about a case of no holes. So Mimai, how do you know we're talking about a case with no holes? So here we go. Midatani, Reisha Zorak Lamalami Yitzvachim, Kazorak Ba'avir. Because remember the first line of the Mishnah says if you throw it above 10 Tzvachim, then for sure you're going to be Potter. For sure it's going to be a Malkom Patur. But 1 second. V'isagadad b'kosa this bechur, Amai Kazorak Ba'avir, Hanach Bechur. And if we're talking about a wall with holes and it rested in a hole above 10 tefachim, so then what do you mean you're automatically going to be putter? It went into the hole. Isn't that hole Rishus Harabim too? Someone says, no. V'chitim emasisa b'delesbu dalad al dalad. But if it's not dalad al dalad, it's not called a karmelitz, and therefore it's going to be a makup tour. So what's the problem? It still could be talking about a case with holes. So we say, no. V'hamar av Yehudam rab chiyah zorach l'malam yitfachim v'holcha v'nacha b'chur. No, we have another statement that says if you threw it above 10 tefachim and it went into a hole, even a tiny hole, banu b'machlokas or meir v'rabbanan. We come to a machlokas between meir and the rabbanan. The meir savar chokakim lahashlim, rabbanan savar ein chokakim lahashlim. What in the world is this talking about? It's a concept of hilchas mezuzah as follows. In order to be chayev midaraisa in mezuzah in a doorway, it has to be 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim area opening. Let's say you have an opening that's arched on top. And there's no, there on the bottom there's 4 tefachim straight, but on top there's no 4 tefachim because it's arched. There's a machlokas between Rameir and the Rabbanon. Do we imagine as if there's 4 tefachim and it's chokak and it's pushed out? Do we imagine that or not? Rameir says chokakin. You knock out lahashlim. Wanted to be mashlim the shear, and therefore you have to put a mezuzah up there. The Rabbanon say ain chokakin lahashlim. That's a machlokas and ilchas mezuzah. The Gemara here, in an amazing way, is saying same thing here. Even if you have a tiny hole in the wall, where Meir would say, Chokakin Lahashlim, you bang out the wall symbolically and say it's as if that's a big hole, and therefore if it rests in there, it's as if it's resting in a karmelis. So says the Gemara, what is this? What is it? How is it significant to us? Remember the structure. What's going on here? The Mishnah says that we finished in about a minute and a half. We're trying to prove, the question was, why in the Mishnah do you give a case of the fig stuck on the wall? Say it's talking about a case with a hole in the wall. So Gemara says two options. Number one, no, it's not, if you throw something into a hole in the wall, it's going to fall out. It's not going to work. The second one is that, no, it's referring, it must be a case where you don't have any holes in the wall. How do you know? How do you talk about a case without holes in the wall? Why? Because we have a maimer of Reb Chiya who says that if you throw it in a hole in the wall, so then there's going to be a machlokas between Rameir and the Rabbanan. And Rameir is going to hold that you look at it as if it's a big hole and it rested in a dalad al dalad amos and it's a karmelis. And that's what Rameir would say. But Rameir is the man d'omer of the Stam Mishnah, Rashi says. And this Mishnah doesn't make any chilukim. It just says patur. So if it's a case with a little hole, so then we're going to treat it as a big hole according to our mayor, and it's going to be a karmelis. It's going to be asa midi rabbanon. But our mishnah here about zarek lamal miyot doesn't make any chilukim if it has holes. It just says pater. So it must be we're talking about a case with no holes. El alav shma mina because of the less beichur shma mina. It must be a case what we're talking about is a wall without any holes. So we have two answers in the Gemara why we're talking about it must either it's not talking about walls because it's going to fall out of the holes. Or it's talking about a wall without any holes. Because if it's talking about a case with walls, then Rabbi Meir would say it's asur. And we know this is the Rabbi Meir is the Tana of our Mishnah. It's Stam Masnisan, and he doesn't say that. So that's why it must be a case of a wall without holes. But either way, we have the machlokas here, the fundamental machlokas about churei rishus hayachid is kirishus hayachid dami. Churei rishus harabim is a machlokas between Abaye and Rava. And we said if you dig a little hole in the middle, then the rest of the house has the status of churei rishus hayachid. And remember the difference between sukkah and Shabbos. Okay, we'll stop here. Agu en chodesh. Okay, today's shir again was a zeicha nishmas sima bas avram svi.